A local community is mourning the loss of a beloved administrator and coach. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A community is mourning the loss of a man who had a huge impact on many lives, young and old. New Philadelphia City Schools Chief Operating Officer Travis Alberts passed away suddenly Saturday. For 4 years, Mr. New Philadelphia, as he was fondly known, worked his dream job for the New Philadelphia School District. Superintendent David Brand says this is a tremendous loss for the district and the community.
Travis had such an impact on many facets of the community and the district itself, as far as his leadership as the COO of our district. It's a tragic loss for us, but his connection with our staff and his children and just the servant leader that he was is impossible to truly replace.
A dedicated fan for all Quaker athletics, Alberts also coached the boys' varsity basketball and freshman football teams for over 10 years. Alberts was also involved in the New Philadelphia Rotary Club and the Tuscarawas County Child Advocacy Center. Brand said the district will have counselors and support staff available to assist any students, families, or staff who may need their service.
He left behind three wonderful kiddos, a 19-year-old son, two daughters, a junior, and an eighth grader. And so there is a fund available. People can donate at First Federal for their higher education.
Visitation arrangements will be held Thursday, February 7th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the funeral service will be held Friday, February 8th at 11 a.m., both at New Point Community Church in Dover. It was announced last week that over 16,000 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken nuggets were recalled after Purdue Foods neglected to list a dairy allergen warning on the packaging. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the fun-shaped chicken breast nuggets contain milk, a known allergen. Tuscarawas County Director of Environmental Health, Caroline Tarakitis, warns consumers to check their products, especially if you have an allergy.
Allergens are not something that if you cook it to the correct temperature, that's not going to impact whether or not an allergen is present. So it's not the same thing as E. coli contamination where you could potentially cook it. It's something that's going to be there whether or not you cook it to the correct temperature.
The products subject to recall are the 12-ounce packages with the use-by date of March 11, 2019. These items were shipped to retail locations in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Ohio. Consumers with questions can contact Purdue Consumer Care at 1-866-866-7303. In state news, a judge ruled most of a confession from an Ohio woman accused of suffocating her three young sons over a 13-month period can be used at trial. A judge ruled Monday some investigators interrogating Brittany Pilkington went too far. He ruled parts of her interview were where she described smothering her sons will be allowed at trial, while later parts won't. The Bell Fountain woman has pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder charges in the deaths of a toddler and two infants in 2014. In 2015. In sports, the Cavaliers lost to the Celtics last night 103-96. Boston was without former Cavalier Kyrie Irving. Colin Sexton led the scoring for Cleveland with 27 points. In college basketball, Akron lost to Toledo 63-52, and Kent State topped Miami University 70-67. On the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins were shut out 4-0 by Carolina, and the Blue Jackets ended their 5-game losing streak by defeating Colorado 6-3. Your news this morning is brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, 98 Southwester in Dover. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
People say dealing with Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, is different. And that's different in a good way. At Chuck Nicholson's, we're proud to be different, and we work hard at it. Sure, we have all the big rebates and big discounts, but we also have a highly trained staff to work for you as much as they do for the dealership. People are impressed with the relaxed, businesslike way we take care of our customers. They appreciate the quality of our used car inventory with over 200 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs all safety checked, serviced, and with exclusive programs like our free oil changes for your first 30,000 miles on select used vehicles. Customers also like our factory-trained service department, fully staffed with qualified personnel to handle all of your vehicle's service needs, whether it be a major repair or a minor adjustment. Come experience the difference, the Chuck Nicholson difference. See us today for your best deal, only at Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, 98 Southwest Avenue in Dover.
Cloudy today, rain is likely, along with areas of fog. High temperature, at least it's mild in the mid-50s. Scattered showers tonight, cloudy with fog, low 48. Tomorrow, cloudy, a break in the rain showers during the first half of the day. Showers become more numerous in the afternoon. Unseasonably warm, highs in the lower 60s. Rain is likely Thursday night, cloudy, breezy, and turning colder, low of 34. Maybe a few flurries early Friday, then becoming partly sunny. It's going to be breezy and colder. Temperatures hanging out in the low 30s, maybe dropping in the upper 20s by afternoon. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 Meteor. I'll do Chef X Line.
To stay up to date with local news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.